Hello and welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Jazz Bradley, the youth educator and advocate at Next Step Domestic Violence Project. Often, young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but we learn through the examples of relationships given to us. The big place we see these examples is in the media we watch. That's why this show uses media, like movies and TV shows, to start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationships portrayed. But this is not to pass judgment on the media that we're discussing. Every month, we invite young people in Maine to give their perspective and to voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in the media and how it has impacted them or the people they know. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. Today's episode looks at Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends and the ways friendships are portrayed throughout the show. While the series is fun, imaginative, and full of humor, it also highlights important themes around friendship, bullying, peer pressure, and the impact our words and actions can have on others. Some characters model kindness, empathy, and support, while others demonstrate behaviors like exclusion, teasing, manipulation, or controlling behavior that can sometimes be normalized as just joking around or part of friendship dynamics. To help bring this down, I'm joined by local student Will. Together, we'll explore how unhealthy friendship behaviors can sometimes be overlooked in media, the ways bullying can show up in both obvious and subtle forms, and what it means to build friendships that are respectful, supportive, and emotionally safe. We'll also talk about the importance of communication, boundaries, accountability, and how healthy friendships should make people feel valued rather than isolated or put down. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextstepdvproject.org/4-youth. Keep up with our community events and see upcoming information about our show by following us at Next Step Domestic Violence Project on Facebook or on Instagram at Next Step TV Project Official. I'd like to announce today for our conversation about TV series Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends,
which is super exciting. This is a show that actually I grew up watching myself, and to be able to go back and watch a couple of the episodes was super cool, just with a different perspective from when I was a kid till now. And I am so excited to have Will's perspective on this too. So, Will, why did you choose Foster's House of Imaginary Friends?
I chose it because while I was watching the show for the first time, I noticed how the character Blue acts a lot of the time, and it just, like, annoyed me. And so I was, like, whenever he was on the screen, it just, like, made me super mad. And when I was offered to be on the podcast, I was like, I'll talk about this because it just shows in the show.
Yeah, I noticed right away, too, how Blue, which is Max's imaginary friend, like, they're supposed to be best friends, just how Blue is kind of rude all the time, and he can really be very mean, and he does like to bully Max sometimes, and his other imaginary friends, too. So I'm glad you brought that up, especially since he is the main character. And a lot of the times, you know, main characters are normally supposed to be like the good guys. And we definitely see Blue act good through some of the episodes. But yeah. I think the episodes that you chose really showed, like, he really thinks about himself all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He has a very big ego, and and he doesn't necessarily care for other people's feelings. And he thinks he's the best and all of that. What are your thoughts about what the first episode that you had kind of suggested was Barry? Is it Barry Scary?
Oh, yeah, that one.
And from season one. And it was such a good episode because there's definitely bullying happening. And also some, like, we see Barry become possessive and jealous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What are your thoughts around that episode?
So I really enjoy that episode. That's one of the reasons I chose it. But I do like the Barry character. She's pretty cute. But she arrives and she just has this, like, big crush on Blue, and Blue doesn't really care. As the episode goes on, you see how much she's, like, attached to him, and once Max shows up, she's, like, she tries to take Blue away from him and tries to, like, get rid of Mac, and so at one point in the episode, Blue and Mac are, like, trying to beat a world record for the biggest rubber band ball, and Barry is annoyed by this, and so she tells Blue that Mac is getting in the way and that she can help him get the world record. And so Blue doesn't really, you know, he just kind of goes along with it and he abandons Mac. And he does it with Barry instead.
When I watched this when I was younger and just thinking of like the main point of the show and everything, I was very like, oh wow, I can't believe like this was a kid's show because it's showing so much useful information. But when you're younger, you just think, oh, these are cute characters, these are imaginary friends, and they're just, picking to like each other, and oh, it's just like she has a crush on him. And but you see it becomes like almost like it becomes dangerous for Mac, right? Because he's getting kicked out of everything. I think at one point she locks him in a freezer.
Oh yeah, she does do that.
She's like doing all kinds of things to hurt him, and Blue doesn't really see it. And I think that happens sometimes, right? In our friendships, when we have really close bonds, or even when you're dating someone, that can happen too, right? That possessiveness kind of takes over, and you don't really recognize that as the person that's experiencing it, because Barry starts to make everything about Blue. It's almost, I want to say it's almost stalking, because she's always there with him. She's writing down every moment. The scrapbook I thought was
Oh
kind of
yeah.
funny, because she's like, oh, well, I have the scrapbook, and the best memory in it is me giving you the scrapbook, watching you give you the
Right,
scrapbook.
and it's only like 3 moments of them together anyway.
Yeah, and they've only known each other for like 4 hours, right? And it's funny because, like you said, her character is so cute and sweet, and a lot of the characters on Foster's House of Imaginary Friends are depicted in a very cutesy, fun way. And to see that behavior happening with this little tiny Barry character, it is kind of like, oh, how can somebody that, small and that cute be so possessive and jealous? But
Exactly, but it can happen.
it happens more often than not, absolutely. In that situation where it's happening to Blue, like, what do you think is like going through Blue's head, in the sense of he's not really seeing this a problem? When did you think he saw that, oh wait, this is wrong, and I need to be back with Mac? Like, we're supposed to be friends.
I think it was only at the end. I mean, he thought that Barry was odd, like throughout the episode. But when Mac finally shows up and he sabotages Barry, and so he helps Blue do the rubber band thing. I think Blue just kind of goes along with it. And at the end, Mac's like, "Finally, we got rid of Barry." And then Blue's like, "Who?" And then he's like, "Exactly." And Blue's like, "No, really, who are you talking about?" Like, he didn't really like pay attention to anything that just happened.
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting, only because it's like he did keep getting her name wrong, if you noticed that throughout the
Yeah.
show too. And
I
I'm
don't think he
like,
did once, like, got it right
yeah,
once.
no, because he kept calling her Larry and Cherry and Harry and just all these
Yeah.
different names, and he was very kind of like putting her off as well as like enjoying the attention. But that's
Yeah.
also just kind of like Blue's character in the show. And looking back at it, I was just thinking, like, poor Mac is like trying to be like, hey, Blue, can you not see this and what she's doing? And Blue has just no idea. And I think that
Right.
happens a lot when, some people that are experiencing bullying or even in dating violence in relationships, I think they can't see it when it's happening, right? It's really
Yeah.
hard to see that when a person's experiencing something so bad, when they're in it, they don't see the whole picture like somebody on the outside of that relationship.
Yeah, 'cause some people like who are like doing the bad stuff can be really good at hiding it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Even though in this situation, Barry was very clear on what she wanted and was really showing, she was really tricking the other friends. Because I remember at one point in the show, Barry and Blue were sitting at the table, and Mac was like really upset and was saying how they like look at what she's doing. All of the other friends were watching like TV show on Love, like in the TV show, and they were like, no, they're so cute, it reminds me of the two characters, look how sweet they are. And Blue like just looks so bored out of his mind, and Barry is just like, watch, can't keep her eyes off of him. And it was so funny. But we might, as people, see a couple and think, oh, they're so cute together. But in reality, there could be so many other things happening. Or even in friendships, like we see two people that are hanging out, and then all of a sudden, one of the other friends is saying, well, you can't hang out with them because of this. And I meant to ask you, as far as like your own personal experiences or knowing others that have experienced bullying or dating violence, what is your experiences like growing up been, if you would like to talk about that?
I think that I've had a few friends, still do, who get upset when I don't want to like play a certain game with them, or if I'm like calling somebody else or playing with somebody else. I had this one friend who moved away, but she wasn't always the nicest, and she stole sometimes from people, and she just like be like playing Roblox with another one of my friends, and we'd be all group calling with, I'd be calling one of my friends, and then that person I'm talking about, and we'd be playing a game all together, and then we'll be like, how about we play this game? And then that friend will be like, no, I don't want to play that game. And we're like, oh, okay. And then they're like, oh, or I guess you can. I don't really care. But they'll be like sad about it, and we'll be like, no, it's okay. And then they'll be like, no, I don't really care. And then when they want to play a game, but we don't, and it's like we don't want to play that game, they'll like get really angry and like hang up the call.
So it sounds like there's been like a lot of like double standards in that friendship and just the back and forth piece to make everyone kind of feel bad, right, about the decisions to play or to not play. It's almost kind of like the guilt tripping, and I mean that's a lot to experience and try and understand why somebody's doing that. Thank you for sharing that story and your experience, and it's really hard when within our friendships we experience things that aren't so great. And we know that are wrong, and it's super hard to tell our friends that too. But to be able to communicate how we're feeling, and especially now, I think it's super hard because like we're texting more, we're not able to really show up and see each other more in person, and especially if like you have friends from away, right? It's more online, or maybe it's video chatting and FaceTiming, and even then, it's still not the same as like being in front of the person, right? So it's super hard to communicate, I think. So as far as Blue and Mac, the next episode that you had suggested was,
A fair weather friends.
yes, A Fair Weather Friends. And that one was, I have to say, really funny, but also really bad in the sense of what we're talking about today. So if you wanted to talk a little bit about what you saw in the episode, that would be great.
The episode was just like this new kid comes and he's rich, and Blue's like, oh my God, I want this kid to adopt me, like right now. And Mac's like, but you're my imaginary friend. And Blue's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And so this entire episode's like Blue sneaking away to hang out with this new kid, even though he promised and apologized to Mac that he wouldn't do it again and that he's the worst imaginary friend ever. He just keeps sneaking away to this friend. And at one point, you know how Mac has school and he has to come there every day at around like 3, right?
Yeah, it's like after school, he goes over and hangs out with them all.
And so he usually arrives around 3. And so there's this one point where he shows up at that time, and Blue's just not there because Blue like lost track of time. And so Mac's like angry, and so he goes to find him, but he eventually gets trapped because the new kid was actually Barry in disguise, and she traps Mac because she wanted Blue, and Blue saves him. And so Mac gets trapped onto a train track, and Barry tells Blue he can either save Mac or he can get this new paddleboard that he really wanted. And so Blue chooses the paddleboard, but then he saves Mac.
If you're just joining, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Jazz Bradley, and today we're talking with local student Will about the TV series Foster's House for Imaginary Friends. So Blue is really being materialistic in this episode because Barry has a lot of money and all this really like nice stuff, and clearly Barry doesn't have many friends because they've been asking, well, I'll pay for an imaginary friend. And Mac's like, no, you don't pay for them. You just adopt them. And it is clear that they like Blue more. And Blue is like the one that could entertain, especially when, because I immediately thought when, is it Duchess? Was that her name?
The mean one that doesn't look the best.
Yeah, she's kind of scary, but she's like covered in jewels and stuff. And but she like immediately sniffs out Barry because of the money. Like That's all Barry's about is just money, money. And like
Right.
she wants to be his friend and she's just all over him for that. And they just want to, well, you can adopt me. And it's like, well, they're perfect because of the materialistic piece. But
Yeah.
even then, Barry picks Blue because Blue's like really funny and kind of mocking Duchess and all of that. And it wasn't a shock though to see when Barry couldn't get Blue because of Mac like saying like no, this is my best friend, like you can't have Blue. And Barry's trying to like win Mac over with money. And
Right.
Blue is getting mad that Mac wouldn't take the money, and that materialistic piece I think happens a lot sometimes, especially when building friendships and getting to know someone, right? We often choose someone that might look different on the outside than us, or maybe look the same in the sense of like, well, I like that person's style. I want to be their friend, right? So it is kind of like when you first meet someone, materialistic, right? When we kind of judge others and we see them for what they are on the outside, and then it takes time to get to know them, which is okay, right? That's just what we do as people. But I think in this show too, it really showed like Blue really only cares about Blue. He's very, which is just kind of like you have to care about yourself, absolutely. But
Obviously.
he goes to the extent of, like you said, he chose the ping pong paddle over his friend. Yes, he
Yeah.
still went to the friend, but it's the fact that he chose him after the fact, which is super sad, and it makes you wonder, like, how is Max still friends with Blue? Yes, that was a really good example as far as like, again, the jealousy piece comes up in that, and Mac feels abandoned because they're supposed to be best friends. And though Mac might not have money, they make a lot of memories doing all of the world records, which is super funny. And they just do the all kinds of just silly things together, which is what friendship should be about, right? I mean, you
Yeah.
shouldn't be worried about materialistic things when it comes to friendships or relationships, right? You want to be friends with someone for the personality and the things they like, and they bring out the best in you and each other. And Mac does that for Blue, I think.
Yeah.
Mac really supports Blue and like understanding like choices and what friendships look like. And Blue challenges Mac, I think, too, in the sense of really trying to understand friendships and what's right and what's wrong, because Mac is always calling Blue out for being rude or for being a jerk or
Right.
whatever it is in the episode.
And what annoys me more is that some of the time slash most of the time when something bad happens, some of the like characters like Frankie or like the other imaginary friends blame Mac for it.
In that first episode, we saw them kind of cling to Barry, right? And how Blue and Blue being so cute together. And I think they kind of like follow Blue, like they're kind of, because Blue's kind of like their leader of like the friends. And it just shows how easily swayed people can be when there's a group. So when you have like a big group of friends, I think it can be really important that you're still all hearing each other's like things that you like about each other and the things that you like as a person, and you're keeping it still. You're still remembering that you can be independent, even in our
Yeah.
friendships, in our friendship groups, instead of all like kind of ganging up on just one friend or not.
Yeah.
And if there is something going on, like talk to that friend, right? Like don't just single them out and be upset with them. For the other episode, it was the last season that is Bad Dare Day. I didn't get to watch
Yeah.
that one, but what was that one about?
So in this, I didn't watch the entire thing, but I watched most of it and I picked out most of the things that happened. So Mac and Blue dare each other to do all these things, and eventually the entire home gets in on it and all the imaginary friends are daring everybody to do all these things. And Mac has this little crush on Frankie, because of course he does. And Blue dares him to tell Frankie that he loves her. And so he does. And eventually, Blue and Mac just get really mad at each other and, like usual. And at the end, they apologize and not really apologize, but they talk. And Blue tells Mac that he doesn't have to worry about the whole Frankie thing because he already posted it online for everybody to see.
So for the dares anyway. So The dares that they were doing, were they like hurting other people throughout the show, or were they just kind of like pranking, kind of like silly?
I think most of them were harmless, but since it's Blue, he kind of probably have done something. But it was mostly just harmless, but everybody got mad and stuff. So
As far as like the daring thing and pranking, it's one thing when jokes are harmless and they're not going to hurt anyone, but it's another thing when it like comes to like physical harm and like the emotional well-being of our friends, right? I think it's definitely okay to have jokes and stuff, but that's like when you talk to your friends about it, like, hey, do we want to like just kind of joke around and making sure that everyone's okay with that, like the consent piece of that, right? It's super important. We don't want anyone's feelings getting hurt, and if they are getting hurt, like we have to talk about it. That's a super important like segue into like we don't want it to end up as bullying, right? So the way to prevent it is like to talk about it, and instead of everyone getting mad at each other like they did in this episode, it's like, well, let's discuss it first. Like I'm gonna let you know like today we're gonna do all kinds of pranks, and if at any point you're not feeling okay, like let me know, right?
Right,
Like
like let them know beforehand.
I know it's kind of silly to be like, well, why would you tell someone you're pranking them? But it's just to like let them know, like, well, this day you're gonna get pranked, and I just want you to know in case something, just to prepare them for their feelings, right? Because of course you're gonna have feelings when you're pranked. And talk about like how far would this prank go, right? We don't want to go as far as again hurting someone physically or causing emotional harm. We really want to talk about like what that would look like, and if at some point they're feeling unsafe, like let's talk about it, right? And I think it's kind of silly to say that again, but it's like that is what the norm should be, is that we're talking about and opening up about the expectations of our friendships, and if we are going to hang out, what would that look like? Or if we're gonna do pranks, what are they going to look like, and how far will they go? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that that's good and that you should let people know. Like, you don't have to tell them the exact thing that you're gonna do, but I think it's good to let them know in case, like, they're like really sensitive or
Absolutely.
in case they like get worked up easily or they have anger issues or something like that, especially when those times happen. I just like just to make sure they don't get upset.
Yeah, you want to make sure everyone's protected, and that it's actually funny, right? You don't want, again, you really want to try your best not to hurt anyone's feelings or to cause anyone to, really get upset and then either hurt themselves or hurt somebody else. You really want to make sure that it's something that is really harmless. And then if it's not, like talk about why it wasn't, right? It's okay to talk about why this prank didn't work out or why the situation wasn't okay. No matter if it was a prank, or if we were hanging out and just something coming up out of a conversation or whatnot, it's like it is super important to talk with our friends and to talk about what they like or what they don't like, or what is it that I could be doing better in this friendship, right? It's okay to ask those questions, because if they're our friends, we want to know if they're okay, how they're doing. Like it's important because you're supposed to care. When people are watching Foster's House of Imaginary Friends, what do you think they should be looking out for? And just that idea of like, if they're watching it, should they be mindful of anything? What are your thoughts?
So like in case like it's a younger person and they're not like educated that much on things and they have friendships and they're still working things out, I think that it can be good if they like learned from Blue because could like start to do what he does in their friendships, like Blue apologize and then he immediately does the thing again after doing it. So the person could think, oh, I could just apologize and I could do it again because it's okay because I apologized. So I think that they could do that.
So just being mindful, like, yes, this is a TV show, this isn't real, right? Remembering that it is a cartoon, but taking away from it that Blue is very self-centered and he wants like what's best for him all the time. And although we can learn a few things from him, just being mindful, like when we own up to our mistakes and we take accountability for our actions, we don't often try to repeat it, And he's kind of doing that, it sounds like, throughout all of the episodes, and he's not quite realizing like there's more to life outside of him, right? Although Blue is funny and he does have his lighthearted moments, he can also, like we had said, he can say those, good things, and he can apologize. But it's the fact that he's kind of taking that apology away when he does it again. What he says doesn't really mean much if he keeps continuing. I think actions really do speak sometimes louder than words, especially when the actions are always negative. Being mindful about how we're acting, especially after we apologize to our friends, and being mindful that we are going to try our best and to take accountability for our actions. Was there anything else that was on your mind about Foster's House of Imaginary Friends?
I think that another thing that they do, like people can do this with many other shows too, and I've seen it before. They like make what Blue does humorous. Do like what he does to Mac or what he does to be mean, they make it humorous so that people won't think this isn't such a bad thing.
Absolutely, yeah. They make it come off as like funny and that it's not a big deal because it's just a joke, right? We hear that a lot. Well, I was just joking. It's not a big deal. I think you are right. They really kind of like make it out to be really funny and lighthearted, and that it was just a joke, and because the what he's doing is affecting other people, and it's clearly affecting the friends around him and Mac too. The Barry scary episode where Blue is spending more time with Barry and Mac is getting upset by that. Mainly it's because Barry's pushing Mac out. It wasn't necessarily because Blue was, but Blue doesn't even realize it until Barry really says, "Hey, you really need to get Mac out of this because he's just holding you back."
And even then, he like agrees with it and he goes along with what she says.
I so appreciate you being on the show, Will. I'd like to thank Will for being our guest speaker this month. We're so excited to have a variety of insight on such popular series for young people and the impacts they may have on those watching. You've been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Jazz Bradley, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where we will be continuing this conversation and breaking down another relationship in popular media. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. If you are a young person in Maine who is interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas or media we could talk about, or you know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at jbradley@nextstepdvproject.org.